This reflection is based on the Gospel of Luke 18:35-43 for Monday, the 33rd week in ordinary time. Blessed Thanksgiving week, brothers and sisters. Autumn to me is the most beautiful of seasons, and November is so full of gratitude. Gratitude for the beauty of God's creation. Gratitude for our loved ones who have gone before us. Gratitude for the gift of faith that allows us to know death is the beginning of new life with God. Gratitude for family, friends, and food. And gratitude for our Crucio weekends that reminds us we are all brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Blessed Trinity. As we all know, Scripture is the living Word of God. Yes, God was speaking to the people on that particular time, but He continues to speak to each of us today. Often when I take time to reflect on a particular reading, I try to place myself there. Who am I in the reading? That is what I did as I prepared for this reflection. What I found was that who I was differed each day. At times I saw myself as the blind man. I want to see Jesus. I want a deeper relationship with Him. Yet He seems so far away. It is at those times that I call on my friends, family to pray with me. I ask for their prayers. At these times I feel vulnerable. My faith at these times feels full of questions and doubts. Like the blind man, I have some who rebuke me. Yet, like the blind man, I don't give up. I keep yelling, God, have pity on me. And like the blind man, what I want is to see. I want my eyes of faith to be clearer. But one day I saw myself as one of the people walking in front, rebuking, telling another to be silent. There have been times when I have been critical of others who cry out to God. I have been judgmental. I have tried to get in their way because I found them too noisy, too pushy, too dependent. Oh my! Certainly not how I want to be, but in my humanity I sometimes fall. And this day, my falling was clear as a summer day. So like the blind man, my prayer was answered. And like the blind man, what I want is to see. I want my eyes of faith to be clear. I hope you will take some time this week to place yourself in this Gospel of Luke 18:35-43. And reflect on who you are at that particular moment in time. Let God's Word bring your clearer eyes of faith. Wishing you and your family a blessed Thanksgiving and an Advent full of warmth, preparation, and anticipation. De Colores, Michelle Dooley.